praise he the Lord. Brethren that are listening to this message, I want to exhort you about the word of God. At this particular sermon, I want to talk about the law of God. The law of God given to mankind has been only a single one. And that was the law that was given to Adam. It was not really a law, it's just the lifestyle of God. We can summarize that word, that law of God, in single sentence. It simply says, be ye separate from sinners. Be ye separate from sin. And it's actually saying, be ye holy because I am holy. Let's search the Bible from the beginning of Genesis to the end in Revelation. I want you to know that the law given to mankind is single. When God created Adam and Eve, in that book of Genesis, we were told that God created all things in that garden, trees. And the Bible said there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil in that garden. The tree of life was also in the Garden of Eden. And I want you to know that God created that Adam and Eve and put them in the Garden of Eden. That was the first family of human race. But you have to know that anyone that God is going to walk with, you must follow the law of God. The Bible said in another verse, can two people walk together except they be agreed? For me and you to be friends, we must agree. That is why God gave a law to Adam. All those things that are in the garden, they are for you, God told Adam. However, there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
And
God said, keep yourself away from it. What is this tree of knowledge of good and evil? I want you to know something. That tree symbolizes Satan. Satan was in that garden as a spirit. If you go again and read it in the book of Ezekiel, you will see that there was a cherub in that Garden of Eden. And that was Satan. And the Bible made us know that God told Adam to be separate from that spirit. osabana tame adam we parani re o esiko yeye
and to be separate from all the things that that spirit has to offer
owe ne esiko yeye ka ke dade mi ya ni orion ni ari no ma ege a oge yeye
that was this because we know only Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden as human beings
muda adam ka ke Eve o ga ro gba ni
and in verse 14 he said thou art the anointed cherub that covered
but who vient opara we kesu gi oke awe ewo wa e kerubu no wa gwe mi ya
and the Bible continued and said iniquity was found in that spirit in verse 15
oho ke aru we when e kerubu
what does that tell you and me
Boboni ari e mama
simply says Satan was in that garden
oni ri e ma we esu oga aro gbani
that was what God was telling Adam to be careful separate yourself from that tree of knowledge of good and evil
oni e o saba akame Adam leve odesure lehin egege
I say the law of God to human race is single
ile ka muwege uyino saba ari eni ma
keep yourself away from sin.
Lebudo kohi re.
That was the single law.
Onye minosaba itame Adam.
Adam fell and couldn't obey that law.
Be Adam udi amameti leluhini.
Like I said, the devil came to them and gave them one of his fruits.
Esuke Leonardo fia na riemi esonia.
You know the story. He said they eat of a tree.
Where in your main honey?
But what are the fruits of the devil?
Why have all made nesume?
We are going to look at the fruits of the devil in the book of Galatians.
Ma doge have a made honey nesume benate Galatians.
So that you may know what God really meant when he said, be ye separate.
But I'm saying
that the law that God gave to human race is a single
law.
When Adam couldn't fulfill that law, he fell.
But Adam ameti leluhini on that day.
And that was the beginning of sicknesses and death upon human race. After that, God called Abraham. Even before God called Abraham, the children of Adam, the descendants of Adam, were told to be separate from the children of Cain. The Bible said Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel. Eve has two sons.
Cain
and Abel. I want you to know that one of the two sons was the son of Adam. The other son was not a son of Adam. He was the son of that devil called serpent. And that was why he killed Abel.
Abel.
But the Bible said Adam had another son later.
Adam
called
Seth.
And he started the line of the children of God that follow God and fear God. Because in the book of Genesis chapter 4, the Bible said, after children of Seth, they started calling upon the name of God. But God sent Cain away from their midst. In the last verse of chapter 4, Genesis,
Genesis.
And to Seth, to him also there was born a son.
And
he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But God separated these children of Seth from the children of Cain. The children of Cain, they went towards the east.
towards
the side of China.
And the children of
Seth, they were on this side of Garden of
Eden. And
God continued to reveal to them to be separate from the sinners who are the children of
Cain. Because
like father, like son, Cain was the son of that devil.
And in the
line of Cain, they were all wicked.
They were
not worshiping God at
all. They
may have their own type of worship.
Because
Cain also brought an offering to God one
time. But he
did not bring it the way God wanted.
So
God did not accept his
sacrifice.
He was weaker and God sent him away from the children of Adam.
However,
as men populated the earth,
they
started mixing up again.
And
that was the main reason why God destroyed them in the days of
Noah. I say
the law God gave to mankind has been single law. Be ye separate from the sinners. And also after that, Abraham was called.
God
separated
Abraham
from the other kingdoms of the world.
And
God said he was going to select the seed of Abraham. So that God can come to the world as a Messiah through
Abraham.
And when the children of Israel went into the Canaan land,
the
law that God gave to them through Moses was the same law.
He
said, ye are to be a nation unto yourself.
And you
are to dwell alone. Not to mix with other nations.
So that
they can be only people unto God.
And
when they disobeyed
that law,
they went into idols of other nations.
Because all the
other nations in those days were worshipping idols. But I want you to know that anytime they disobeyed that law, God was angry with them.
I said the
law of God to mankind is single law.
Oh, he knows about any one out more pork.
Be ye separate from sinners.
And lay your
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You know that when they disobeyed that law in the days of the
Israelites,
God destroyed their land and sent them away from Israel.
Because
by mixing with the other war, other nations, they went into idols.
I said
the Lord of God is
single.
Keep yourself away from that devil called Satan.
That's Lord.
Keep yourself away from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is Satan.
The
same law God is giving to Christians also at this end of the world also.
When
Jesus Christ came and started Christianity,
ẹ̀yẹ̀ni jésù kristi náà rí ọ̀nà dosùn ẹ̀ ò dọ́rí yá yìí ni.
The law that is given to mankind is still single law, I said.
Òhìnà sábà rí ènìyàn máa gbọ̀n pọ̀pọ̀ ayé àná.
Let's read it from the book of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians.
Kì máa tiẹ̀ bèbè náà tiẹ̀ Corinthians fi ni Paul ta yìí.
In chapter 6.
Òhun ẹ̀yìn hàn.
Verse 14.
Ufien, okpare, okay,
he said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? What part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. You hear that, listener? If you are a Christian, if you say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the temple of the living God. If the Holy Ghost is not in you yet, the Holy Spirit wants to be living inside you. And that is why the Bible says, ye are the temple of God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Now hear the law that God gave to you and me.
Wherefore,
come out from among them and be separate. And touch not the unclean things, said the Lord. And I will receive you. And
will
be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Almighty God. You see, that is the single law God gave to Adam also. Do not have anything to do with that tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is Satan. The same law God gave to the children of Adam, the descendants of Adam. You children of Seth, keep yourself away from the children of Cain. When Adam couldn't keep that law of God, he fell.
Adam met Leluhini on that day.
And God sent him away from the Garden of Eden. When the children of Seth couldn't keep themselves away from the children of Cain, they fell.
If you morgue set him met
and God wiped them away in the days of Noah. And God gave the same law to the children of Abraham.
Even
the
Israelites.
And God said, be ye kept away from the other nations, don't mix with them. So that you don't worship their idols. When they did not obey that law, God sent them away from the land. They were taken captive to Babylon. They were scattered worldwide. The same law God has given to the children of God at this end of the world also, to the Christians. Come out from among them and be separate from sin. And God said, touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you unto myself. And I will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters. So for you to be called as children of God, You must obey that word of God.
He said,
what does it mean to keep myself away from sinners?
Says,
don't let the sinners influence you to do sin.
That is
how to keep yourself away from sinners. Don't let sinners influence you to do what you know is wrong. Don't let them intimidate or make you be afraid. Maybe you see all your co-workers taking bribery. Don't let them pull you into bribery and corruption. Why? Because it is against the will of God. Because the Bible said he that taketh gifts is blinding the law and justice. He said gifts always blind the righteous eyes. So that's why it is a sin to take bribes. Maybe you see all your friends, they were doing adultery and fornication. They may say it's just a boyfriend or girlfriend. But the Bible said it leads into fornication and adultery. You want to keep yourself from all those behaviors. Don't let them trick you into it. Don't let them think that's all lifestyle. Don't let them make you feel that you are not enjoying life if you don't do the same thing. Jesus Christ said, this is the eternal life, to know Jesus. And to know Jesus is to follow Jesus' laws. To know Jesus is to be a child of Jesus, to let Jesus live inside you. What Jesus Christ is giving to people that wants to know him is a power to be a born-again Christian.
Jesus Christ said,
you must be born again. By water and by the Spirit of the living God. And when you are born again, he puts the Holy Spirit of God in you. And the Bible said, those who are born of God, they don't commit sin. The seed of God will remain in them. And they cannot sin because they are born of God. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me, the law that God gave to mankind is a single law. Be ye separate from sinners. And I said, when the children of Israel couldn't obey, God scattered them from the land. But God is telling you that, say you are a Christian also, be ye separate from sinners. What are the... I said about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What are the fruits of this tree that we should not eat? In the book of Galatians, chapter 5,
Galatians,
let's see all the fruits of the devil.
For
one of those fruits that the devil gave to Adam and Eve. And you know it is a tree that normally bear fruit. That was why God symbolized that devil as tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Galatians
chapter 5 verse 19.
Galatians He
said, now the works of the flesh are manifest. These are the works of the devil. Which are these? Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife, seditions, heresies. You can go ahead and read all of those. They are the things the devil put in human beings. A lot of people say they don't partake in some of these. But you still trust in shams and you trust in juju.
Those
are idolatry. Those are witchcraft. You join occult. But Jesus Christ has the power to keep and protect you.
Jesus Christ, it is
because of you that he died. So that he can deliver you from the fear of the enemy. And he has the power to deliver mankind from the fear of the devil. And that is why he has come to set mankind free. Because God knows the strategies the devil used against man. The devil used the knowledge of good and evil for Adam.
He said
they will be wiser than God if they will partake of this.
And
he deceived them. He may also use the fear of death upon mankind to make them do what he wanted to do. But Jesus Christ has come to deliver us from the fear of death.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
so that you don't let the devil deceive you by threatening you. Like I said, the law God gave to mankind is single law. Be ye separate from sinners. And like me reading in summary.
Therefore,
come out from among them.
And
be ye separate, said the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. And
I
will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters.
Said
the Lord Almighty. Ladies and gentlemen that is listening to me. Do you want to separate yourself from sin? Jesus is the direction, the only way to salvation. He wants to set you free from sin. He wants to give you boldness so that you won't be afraid of the enemy anymore. He wants to give you the power to become son of God. And I want to pray for you right now. I want you to bow your head and say with me. Say, Jesus, let me be separate from sin. Give me the power to be a son of God now. Let me sin no more. Like the word of God said, that the seed of God does not sin. Let me sin no more. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for others that listen to me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
I want these children of God to repent from sin, Lord. From today, let them sin no more. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org, and you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, and you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we see you again next time, in Jesus' name.